Joining me on the line is Carol Christensen. She's warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. She joins us periodically to talk about the weather and to analyze what we've recently had and what we can expect in the future. Welcome back, Carol.
Thank you.
So fill us in on what you know about this latest wintry weather. The forecasts have been changing pretty often.
Spring is coming in like a lion. We're expecting some pretty heavy snowfall to be moving up into northern Wisconsin, northern Minnesota today, and continuing tonight. And not only are we expecting very heavy snow, but some very strong winds also. So that's why if you read the latest forecast, we have winter storm warnings and blizzard warnings up for a good portion of northeastern Minnesota and northern Wisconsin.
Yeah, I meant to ask you about that, because all winter long we hear about warnings, watches, advisories. Can you kind of give us a shorthand version of what those terms mean? When should we run for cover and when shouldn't we?
Well, when we issue a watch, it means that we're watching it closely. Something could develop, so basically keep watching. If we issue a warning, it means you should start preparing because we're pretty certain things are going to happen. An advisory means it's not going to be extremely life-threatening, but you should still have a heads up that you might need to be changing some plans and thinking about preparing for something a little less threatening, but needs attention anyway. So in the summertime, when we issue a warning, it means you need to duck and cover, take cover, do what you need to do to protect yourself. Now, in the winter, we have a lot more time to prepare when we issue a warning, sometimes 24, 36 hours to prepare, which means what a lot of people are probably doing today is, maybe getting that extra loaf of bread, filling prescriptions that are going to run out in a day or so, maybe even getting an alternate heat source if we're expecting to lose power, which could happen with this storm. Maybe getting your pets protected, bringing them in the house, things like that.
Now, you've mentioned this before, but weather this time of year is like a roller coaster.
Isn't it, though?
So are we going to get more of this, or is this the end of it?
Well, we're looking into next week of huge warm-up. So we're probably going to be, at least National Weather Service-wise and emergency services, probably focusing a lot on flood cleanup or flooding problems. So after this big snow that we're expecting across most of the northern tier or northern half of Minnesota and North Dakota, South Dakota, with 1 to 2, maybe even 3 inches of water, and then a huge warm-up next week, it's going to flood. So that's pretty much what we're going to be focusing on.
Now, the storm that is hitting Tuesday and into Wednesday, that sounds like it has a high moisture content in that snow. Is that right?
Right. That's the 1 to 2 inches of moisture in the snow. So the snow's going to fall. It's going to have tons of moisture in it. It's going to get pretty cold, so it's not going to melt right away. But then, like I was saying, next week we're going to have a big warm-up, and it's all going to melt, and it's all going to go into the rivers. I know, I'm not a very good news, am I?
Well, listen, we'll be talking to you again in early April, and we'll see what the weather's like at that point. But in the meantime, I know things are busy in Duluth, so we will let you go. And we've been talking with Carol Christensen, warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Duluth. Thanks for joining us, and we'll let you get back to work.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Carol.